after, we were planning, after we left, to go to this comic store called Golden Apple.
Oh, sure.
It's in Los Angeles here, and I guess Shell used to go to it.
Yes, yeah, he knew the owner, right.
The owner.
Yes.
Anyway, Richard has a wonderful story about Shell going up there in his later years. I thought Richard might tell it.
Great.
Hey, Richard.
Oh, sure.
You want to tell a story about the Golden Apple?
Can we record it?
Absolutely. This was one of these trips where Shell invited a number of us to go up, but I believe it was to Fort Ackerman's or something like that.
Okay.
And once we got done with the festivities, then we'd usually have two or three other places we'd go and visit. Mike Rossi was driving at the time. He had a blue van. I believe I was sitting in the front with Mike. Shell was in the back. He had his cane, and he wasn't, you know, having trouble walking. And there were several other people with us in the back of the van as well. Well, we got to Golden Apple, which is on a very Fairfax or somewhere. It's a very busy part of
Melrose and Spalding.
Melrose, yeah, it's a very, very busy part of Hollywood.
Yes.
And we couldn't find a place to park initially, and so. Somebody said, "Oh, why don't a couple of you guys go in, let the people at Golden Apple know that we're here, and we'll go and find a parking place." So I got out, my friend David Limo, who you haven't met, got out, and we walked into Golden Apple, and Bill Leibowitz, who was the owner of Golden Apple, was there.
Yes.
He's a big man.
Yeah, very, I met him.
Very, very nice man,
yes.
And he didn't know David. I had met him years ago. I'm not too sure if he actually recognized me or not, but he turned to both of us and with a big smile said, "Hi, fellas, how you doing? What's going on?" And I turned, looked at Bill, and I said, "Oh, hi, Bill. We were just in the area with Shell Dorf, and we thought we'd stop by." And Bill said, "Shell Dorf?" He said, "Shell Dorf is with you guys?" And I said, "Yeah, he's out in the car. They're parking right now." He said, "Shell Dorf is actually here." And I said, "Yeah, Bill, he's in the car. You know, he's having trouble walking. They're trying to find a place to park. But he should be in a minute." And he said, "He's really here." And I said, "Yes, he is." And so he grabbed these two lawn chairs, you know, these plastic lawn chairs, and he took them out to the front of the store where there was a little area there where you can sit, sat the chairs down, went over, looked for the van, went over to the van where Shell was, walked him over to the chairs, and they sat down and talked for the duration of the visit while the rest of us were in the store milling around.
Wow.
Now, Shell didn't know that that had happened. He only knew that Bill came over to him and they sat down.
Yeah.
So a couple of months later, Shell called me up and he said, "Rich, you'll never believe what happened. I just got word that Bill Leibowitz died of a heart attack." And I said, "Oh, Shell, I'm so sorry to hear that." And then I related that story to Shell. And Shell was so touched. He said, "Wow." He said, "He was really that excited to see me." And I said, "Yes, he was." I said, "But you were in the van at the time.
Yeah.
You didn't see all this stuff that happened beforehand, but that's what transpired before you actually met Bill."
What year was that you guys were?
I can only guess it was about 2005, somewhere in there. I was telling the guys I might have some bits and pieces of stuff in my files that might relate to the trip so I could nail it down more. But it was about 2 months before Leibowitz passed away. It was not that long, so we could probably nail down the year based on when Leibowitz passed away.
That's a nice story.
But it was just another one of those little things
you
know, that happened spontaneously.